So, Pastor Eric's going to put it up on our website. No, it's not just for this church, not at all. And there's all these bullet points that I'm not going to get into that I ran by Dean Smither and Tiffy and Pastor Eric, because they all been through school. I got a B.A. in airplane stuff, but I bypassed the 2 years because of my Air Force training. So all I had to do was take a written, oral, and practical test, and I got my A&P license, where others had to go through 2 years of training. Of course, I did my training in the Air Force, right? So there's a lot of things I'm leaving out that they're going to be putting on the website. And if you're interested in that, once we get the website up and running, you can apply. And again, it's not just for the young person. I mean, if you just want to sharpen your sword, I mean, no, I ain't teaching none of it. I got my hands full coming out here and teaching you all. I got to teach the teachers, right? But the Lord gave me this verse over here in, where is it? In Timothy. Maybe I put it on. I got all these papers up here because I'm preaching two messages. Where is it? Yeah, 2 Timothy. Chapter 2. Yeah, thank you, Pastor Elizabeth. Dean Smither. Hallelujah. Look at this. 2 Timothy 2 is what the Lord initially gave me to deal with this. 2 Timothy 2:2. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Amen. So, IBTC will officially open September, I think it's the 7th. That first Saturday, and that first trimester, and we'll work around Christmas and New Year's. That's the beauty of two Saturdays per month. You can move that around accordingly. And as a student, you think, well, that's not a whole lot, you know, 72 hours. No, you're gonna be immersed. You're gonna be immersed. You're gonna come in here at 1 o'clock. And there's your first class, and it's going to be nonstop. Boom, 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 boom. 10-minute break, next one. Boom, 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 boom. You're not going to be sitting there, I heard a joke today. I thought I'd share it with you. No, you're going to be immersed in the Word of God. So, Mama Jane was right once again. I was wrong once again. Father, we accept now, from your sacred desk, this initiation of Immersion Bible Training Center. And I thank you, Lord, you take this and you equip your people for their destinies. We step into that corporately now. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen. Somebody praise God for that right there. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, let's get into this part. Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. Hallelujah. Let me know when you're there by saying hallelujah. Let's put our eyes on verse 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. That word refreshing there is revival in the Greek. When the times of revival shall come from the presence of the Lord. How many of you feel refreshed already this morning from the presence of the Lord? Amen. And verse 20, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Now notice that the times of revival come from Jesus still being in heaven. He hasn't come back. He's still in heaven. But his presence by his Spirit, he said, it's expedient that I go. That if I go, I'll send another, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, right? He'll guide you and lead you in all truth, the Comforter, right? And so until Jesus comes, we enjoy his presence by praising him, worshiping him, acknowledging him, so on and so forth, right? And when we actually get in the presence of the Lord, there is a reviving time that comes with that. So that's why when modern-day praise and worship that is all over YouTube and so on and so forth, the music can sound really good, even good lyrics, but is the presence of the Lord being brought in? The Lord spoke to me this morning when I was getting ready. I forgot all about it until he said it right now, because I was listening to some modern praise and worship, and he said this to me. He said, Philip, I kept you from performance. I kept you from performance. So many people, even in Christian music, have gone over into the realm of performance. They know they must have their eyes closed, their hand lifted up, maybe even a tear going down. Performance. Now, I'm not saying that all of it's like that. God looks at the heart. Yeah, are you following what I'm saying? But I'm just telling you what he told me. I've kept you from performance. Thank you, Jesus. Right? I want the real deal. Don't you? So it says Jesus is not coming back. Heaven must keep Jesus until the times of restitution of all things. Now, I preached recently on Occupy. Remember that? But a lot of the church world is preoccupied with rapture, preoccupied with the last day. Hey, we're there, right? But Jesus said, occupy till I come. And you got too many people rapture-minded instead of kingdom-minded. And they're not advancing. They're waiting to be snatched. Come on now. And we're living in the closing act of the planet as we know it. But this says Jesus is not coming back until the restitution, times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Now let me show you one aspect of what the holy prophets spoke that has to come to pass before Jesus returns. No one knows the day nor the hour but the Father. Are you following this? And so when I was taken to heaven in that trip, Jesus said, you go tell my people I'm coming soon. And from this point on, I do everything in acceleration. So what's going on? He will do a short work. He will cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord do upon the earth. God knows how to expedite prophecy and decree to fulfill it on a natural time scale. He knows how to do that, right? And if you remember when I was teaching on running out of time, how you and I, time as we know it is closing. But you and I are running outside of that time. We're running out of time. We're using 4D. We're redeeming time, right? God is restoring the years that the caterpillar and palmer worm and all that stole. So we're seeing God's accelerated power being displayed, but not like we're about to. Now, Friday night, Jezebel came down. So that spirit of Jezebel in the church and in the government and in businesses and in schools and the seven mountains have just been put on notice, right? And the angels, see, when Daniel was petitioning God, you know, that Prince of Persia withstood him 1 in 20 days. But Michael came because Gabriel had a message for Daniel. From the first time you said it, your words were heard, and I've come for your words, but the Prince of Persia withstood me. But Michael came and took care of all that, and I'm here to show you what will happen in the last days. So when you're talking last day revelation, the devil freaks out because he doesn't want to hear anybody about last days, what the advancement of the kingdom. He wants you to hear about the rapture. He wants you to hear about you're going to get caught away. He wants you trapped there so that you are not occupying, so that you are not advancing the kingdom, so that you are not fulfilling destiny, right? And you're all wrapped up with any moment now, right? And all you do is listen to those kind of teachers, right? We are living in the last of the last days, but we got stuff to do. Come on now. Why would God say to have an immersion Bible training center, right, just to give us something to do? No, no, no. We got some time left. And we're living in the time when we're going to see things accelerated in a rapid, rapid, suddenly fashion, right? So Jesus ain't coming back until the times of restitution of all things, which were spoken by the mouth of the holy prophets since the world began. Are you following this? So let's look at what a couple of the holy prophets have said. Go with me to Amos. Chapter 3. Amos chapter 3. Verse 3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? No. Will a lion roar in the forest when he hath no prey? No. Will a young lion cry out of his den if he have taken nothing? No. Can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth where no gin is for him? No. Shall one take up a snare from the earth and have taken nothing at all? No. Shall a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? No. Shall there be evil in the city and the Lord hath not done it? No. So we got all these no's. Surely, covenant word, the Lord God will do no. He will do nothing, but he reveals his secret unto his servants, the prophets. And when he does, the lion roars. The lion has roared, who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy? Okay. So God don't do anything unless he reveals it to a prophetic voice. He ain't going to do anything. Why? Because he's turned this world over to man's voice. He gave authority to man, and that includes sinner man. Sinners have authority. That's why they can train a horse, train animal, train a lion. Why? They're exercising that authority over all the beasts and so on and so forth. See, death and life is still in the power of the tongue, whether you're saved or not. Are you following what I'm saying? But when you and I get born again, We've been given choose life. So we don't want to be speaking death unless we're cursing a tumor. Right? Are you following what I'm saying? So God doesn't do anything on the planet until he has a voice, a clean voice, I might add, that he can roar into and make it so clear within that prophetic voice that when that voice releases it, it roars. And when it roars out a revelation. And when somebody hears it, it comes in such a alive fashion that when they hear it, it's a revelation to them. Now, they personalize it as their own revelation. Even though it came through a particular voice, God knew that it was a prophetic voice. And when that prophetic voice releases it, that when it hits the ears of those that receive it, it becomes their personal revelation. That's why you don't have to give that prophet credit for it, because it's the lion roaring. I said it's the lion roaring. See? And so when you hear something come out of my voice prophetically and it opened your eyes and it was revelation, right? It don't pump me up. I'm just a messenger. It's your revelation now. God chose to give you that revelation. It just happened to come through this voice. I'm just a messenger. So don't think, well, isn't Pastor all spiritual? No, I'm just minding my own business, and the lion roared. Well, I shouldn't say minding my own business. I'm minding his business, and the lion roared. See? Are y'all ready for this? Okay. Because I'm going to give you some immersion. This is where you get immersed from me, right in here. Right? Okay, so the lion has roared. You got all kinds of people now that got their podcasts. Prophets. All you have to do is search. Put in a word and search. There you go. There you are being immersed. And this one saying this one saying that. How come they don't fit? How come this one says sometimes he does, this one says sometimes he don't, this one says he always does, this one says he don't ever? Right? Well, who are you supposed to believe? That book? That sure word of prophecy? Come on now, right? And so when we understand that prophetic voices are necessary, at the same time the devil tries to infiltrate, Jezebel, tries to infiltrate false prophet with that mess that's been pulled down, come on now, and tries to release so-called revelation. And whose ears gets tickled with that? People that don't know what the word says. They'll just jump on it. Well, prophet so-and-so said this, prophet so-and-so said that. My goodness, we better, and they're going to plan their life that way. No. We want to know what the book says, right? Are you with me? So does it say that the Lord will do nothing, but he reveals his secret unto his servants and prophets? Does it say that? Okay. Now, let's go to another prophet, Joel. Chapter 3. Are you there? Let's put our eyes on verse 16. The Lord also shall what? Now, when the lion has roared, what's going on? Prophecy. Secrets are being revealed. Are you following this? The Lord also shall roar out of Zion. Who's Zion? The church. And utter his voice. Who's his voice? We are. The Lord shall roar out of the church. Or you could say it this way. The Lord shall roar out prophecy out of the church, and the people of the church, their voice, from the capital city, Jerusalem. And the heavens and the earth shall what? Okay. So there's going to be a shaking that heaven and earth is going to happen at the same time. Do you see that? All right. It says this is going to happen out of Zion. We know Zion's the church. So we can go to the church, quote-unquote, age, and see if this has been fulfilled. It hasn't. We see prison foundations being shaken. We see the whole place being shaken, and they started moving out in boldness, but we haven't seen this. The restitution of all things, which were spoken by the mouth of the holy prophets, right? So there's going to be a roar, a prophetic roar, out of the church, and the church folk are going to say this. They're going to be releasing this, going to be saying what the prophetic revelation was, and in doing so, it's going to cause the heavens and the earth to shake. Good God. But the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. So this lets us know when this shaking happens that God's people that are speaking this out understand this is the lion roaring. This is the will of God that this shaking happened. You better listen. This is nothing to fear. It's something to be excited about. See, all that's going on right now, you know, over in Israel and Iran and Russia and Ukraine and wars and rumors of wars and, you know, I mean, it Jesus said it's going to be like that. See? But the end is not yet. The harvest is the end of the world. There has to be a separation between the tares and the wheat before the end comes. Hallelujah. The reapers are the angels. Come on. The devil's the one that went around sowing that evil seed. Right? Okay. We're going somewhere. Now, let's go to Haggai. Are we still with prophets? Since the world began? Joel said there's going to heaven and earth both going to shake. Hallelujah. Listen. Heaven and earth. Let's say it this way. The spiritual and the physical. Heaven, the spiritual. Earth, the physical. Both of them are going to shake. How are they going to shake? You and I are 4D. Living in 3D. And as we hear what the lion is roaring, and we begin to prophesy it, we begin to say it. Can any two walk together lest they be agreed? And when we agree with 4D, 3D starts shaking. Hey, boy, I feel the Holy Ghost right there. See? Now, Haggai chapter 2. Verse 6. For thus saith the Lord of war, Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake what? Heavens and the earth, and it's going to affect the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations. And the desire of all nations shall come. Now, you know, a lot of Bibles capitalize that D on desire as if that's God. No, you got whole nations don't desire God. Goat nations. See? No, the desire of all nations is money, because money produces power. See? I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Talking about his house. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of war. The glory of the last day's house. Come on. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of war. And in this house, that latter house, in this place, will I give shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken, restitution of all things, saith the Lord of hosts. Hadn't come to pass. Hadn't come to pass. Now we see a thread coming through this. That when the lion roars, something begins to shake in the spirit realm. You remember when the Apostle Paul was called up to the third heaven. Heard things, revelation, right? And the devil's freaking out because he thought he killed him, right? But he comes back to life. And when he comes back to life, he's got that revelation that he had acquired there in heaven and began teaching it. And Satan's like, what's going on here? So he sends a messenger to buffet him, lest he should be exalted and not just himself, lest him and everyone that hears that revelation be exalted above measure. Are you following this? So God revealed through a prophet, Paul, right, a revelation. Satan feared it because he knew that as soon as someone that has a clean voice releases it, that revelation is no longer just for themselves. It's for whosoever will may come. Are you following this, right? And now it's all over the world. What the enemy meant for evil, God took it around the world. What the enemy's trying to do in your life, God's about to take that thing around the world. Your testimony is not going to stay quiet. Your testimony is not going to be covered up. Your testimony is not going to be silent. Hallelujah. So, a whole lot of shaking going on here. I said a whole lot of shaking going on. All right. Let's go to another prophet. Ezekiel 37. Hold your place there and go to Hebrews. We'll come back there in just a little bit. Of course, we don't know how long a little bit is. Hebrews chapter 12. I'm so thankful to be living in this time, doing what I'm doing, with who I'm doing it with. The writer of Hebrews brings into the New Testament what Haggai prophesied about. So if it had just been a physical, this house was built like phase two. The glory of phase two is greater than the former phase one. Then it had just been a physical thing. No, he brings it right in here into the New Testament. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 26. Takes both Exodus, where Jesus descended on the mount, and what the prophet Haggai said. Verse 26. Whose voice then shook the earth when God descended on the mount. It just shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, hey, yet once more, I shake not just the earth only. Yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also the spirit realm, heaven. Do you understand that the enemy is shorthanded? I mean, he's scattered pretty thin in comparison to the kingdom. You know, that's one of the strategies in war, is to scatter the enemy. Get him having to protect over here, all, because it takes too many soldiers and all that. You get scattered out, and then you can hit this one with a massive force and break in, right? Well, a third of the angels fallen, right, with Lucifer. So he's already outdone 2-1, right? Right? And every time a believer finds out about the power that they've been given, from Jesus, all authority and power has been given unto us, that no weapon formed against us can prosper, and that we tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any means harm us. When believers discover this and start walking in this, it releases the angels that hearken unto the voice of his word to move and to clear out whole regions, whole territories in heaven. In heaven. Not only am I going to shake the earth, but I'm going to shake heaven. Are you following this? He couldn't do that when he said it back then. All he could do was God himself descend on earth, right? Because he wasn't inside anybody. So he came down himself. And when he came down himself, the earth shook. See? But when Jesus shook the earth, when he was raised from the dead, come on now, he went up and cleared out heaven from all of the sin. You realize sin started in heaven? Sin started in heaven with Lucifer. See? And so when Jesus purged the heavenlies, and then you and I accepted him, and he purged our conscience, and we were born again, new creations, now God is on inside of us. And the shaking power that God has is now been put inside you and I, that we can shake things up. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Why do you think when you walk in a room, you didn't say nothing? You didn't say nothing. All you did was walk in there and your family went nuts. Couldn't look you in the eye, nothing else. Or started out with don't start preaching. You ain't said nothing. You ain't got a hello out. Just walked in. Right? See? Why? You got a shaker on the inside of you. You know those shakers? Shaker Village over here. Those shakers. Shaker Town. You got a shaker on the inside of you. And God's going to use. Now watch this. What does the devil do? He tries to get people to shake in fear. God's trying to get people to shake in faith. We ain't got nothing to fear. You're carrying a shaking inside you. Paul and Silas, they prayed and praised. Shaking hit. Why? Because God's on the inside of them. The shaker's in there. I said the shaker's in there. Oh, you better get ready, because whether you understand it or not, you're shaking things up. That's why you're going through the battle you're going through. You shaking things up. The devil don't want you shaking that up. He wants you just calm down. Remember that? Remember when I shook that globe that time, all the snow went all over the place? Remember I said, I got to do this? The devil just wants everything to just settle down. Just settle down. You're just getting too loud with that face stuff. You're believing too much now. Quit. Just be a nicey nice Christian. No, I've not yet begun to shake. You ain't seen no shaking yet. You think, devil, you've seen shaking? I'm about ready to prophesy shaking like you ain't never seen before. Somebody shout. Somebody shake it up right now. Shake, shake, shake. My goodness, that's the Holy Ghost in here. I'm glad I came. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he promised, saying, I'm not just going to shake the physical. I'm going to use my people. I'm going to roar out of my church. I'm going to reveal my secrets to the prophets. I'm going to let them release a shaking out of their mouth. And people are going to hear it, and they're going to realize, wait a minute, we are world shakers. Good God Almighty. Y'all feel that in here? I don't feel nothing, Pastor. I'm feeling it for you then. Woo! Whose voice then shook the earth? But now he hath promised. He hath promised. God's not a man that he should lie. I'm not just going to shake the earth only, but I'm going to shake the spirit realm. Now, we already know that the spirit realm got shook. If the princes of this world had known, they never would have crucified the Lord of glory. They've been kicked out permanently. They can't go into the throne anymore and be the accuser of the brethren. They can't accuse us to God anymore. All the devil can do is accuse us to us. Why? Because that's where God is. He's in here. I ain't even near hungry. Yet once more, I'm not just going to shake the three-dimensional physical world. How does that get shook? Economy, wars, perversion, right? That's how the world shakes it up. But how does God shake it up? Times of revival, times of restitution. Right smack dab while the world is going through their 3D power struggle, God is shaking in the spirit realm upon the praises of his people, upon the vows of his people, upon the decrees of his people, and he's expediting prophecy and decree. And their source for 3D reigning in power is getting shook. And they're getting, all those devils that were controlling those areas are getting knocked out of the way. Jezebel. Hey. I'm trying to read Hebrews here. I told you we'd get back there in a little bit. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifies the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are, let's just say it this way, man-made. That man created. Right? This word yet once more, verse 27. Is it up on the screen? And this word yet once more signifies the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Stay right here. Media, put up Luke 6:48. Luke 6:48. He is like a man which built a house and dig deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Who's our rock? Christ Jesus. Right? So, back to Hebrews here. It says when this shaking happens, verse 27, yet once more signifies the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, so that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. So, what's going to happen then is we're going to see things that man has made, inspired by seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Right? That as you and I begin to prophesy actually what God is saying, and not be looking up for the rapture, but occupying till he comes. Right? As we begin to decree what God has said, everything that can be shaken, that man created out of the inspiration of the enemy, are removed. That the things which cannot be shaken, the house built upon the rock, may remain. So it's going to rain on the just and the unjust at the same time. But the rain is not going to affect our lives. There's a shaking upon this planet, and we've been seeing it primarily when it broke loose when COVID, right, in a stolen election, and on and on and on. All this, these unjust judges and all this stuff that's going on, right, is a shaking. At the same time, it's showing who the real believers are and who is not a real believer. Mama Jean talks about way back in the day when she was in Russia, when you had to go in there underground. And she's in a service, you know, and all of a sudden the back doors open up and here come the KGB with their guns, three or four of them. And says, "Who's Christians in here?" You're not a Christian, get out of here. Scattered. Just a handful of them left. After they left, they locked the door, put their guns down, said, "Tell us about Jesus. We want the real deal." I said, "We want the real deal." Real deal. The real deal. Hallelujah. Is anybody hearing me this morning? Yet once more signifies the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, not created, they're made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Right? All right. Wherefore, verse 28, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, God's ability, gift to live and function in the gifts and callings. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. So we have a kingdom that cannot be removed. Ezekiel 37. You still all right? Well, it's good stuff right here. Are we looking at another holy prophet? Verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones or these dry bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, that's a secret to you. That's a secret to you. You only you know that. Now remember, God will do nothing unless he reveals what he knows to those of us that don't know. You following this? So this, Lord, you, that only you know that. Because in my natural 3D mind, it ain't happening. But I know you're talking to me in 4D language. So you know the answer to that. He says this, glory to God. He said unto me, what? Prophesy. Shh. Prophesy upon these bones. And say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the secret. Hear the secret. Hear the revelation. Hear what nobody else has heard. Everything's laying dry. Everything is disconnected. Everything is dead. But God comes to the prophet and reveals a secret. And he said, now prophesy. Remember, God needs a voice. Prophesy. Are you following this? Folks, we are in a glorious, glorious time. I'm telling you, one of these days, you're just going to say, you're going to pinch yourself. We were like them that dream. Right? Now watch this. Again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these dry bones. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Now, understand, I ain't never seen a bone breathe. You ever seen a bone breathe? A dry bone breathe? But this is how God works. He declares the end from the beginning. And that's what he does when he reveals a secret. He declares the end from the beginning. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than that of the former. Come on, somebody. And he's telling him, prophesy the end. Prophesy breath. Prophesy times of revival. Prophesy times of restitution. Don't prophesy rapture. Because I ain't coming back with a bunch of dry bones scattered all over the place. That's not my people. I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. Revival. And I will lay sinews upon you and will bring upon flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you. Debbie Hill. Put breath in you and you shall live. Hallelujah! Well, I feel the Holy Ghost on that thing right there. I feel the Holy Ghost on that thing. Come here. Come here. Jesus. Jesus. Somebody shout the victory. Makababasata. The anointing. The burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God that does us good and makes us glad. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Somebody shout. Whole lot of shaking going on. Well, we're going to shake some things up today. In your life. And in your family. In your business. In your employment. In your finances. In your housing. In your transportation. Whatever concerns you, we're going to shake it up today. Hey, glory to God. God don't have an anointing in here to make pastor look like he's all that. He has it in here for you. I already know what he's saying. This is a revelation to you now. Shake. Shout it. Like an army. Shame. Like you believe it. Shame. Help me, Jesus. I will... Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied the secret. I prophesied the secret. I prophesied the revelation. I said what God said. And when I said what God said, there was a shaking that started. I hope that you are hearing this. So I prophesied. The lion has roared. Now somebody's got to utter the voice. So I prophesied as I was commanded to prophesy. And as I prophesy, as you prophesy in the heavens, in the fourth dimension, there's a noise because your voice is not limited to 3D. Good God Almighty. Your voice, all you have to do is say Jesus, and you went from 3D to 4D. Like that. And when you say what God has said, when a revelation has been given to you and you release it, there's a noise going on. What kind of noise? Angels are clearing the way for what you just prophesied. Expedited prophecy. Expedited prophecy. Expedited prophecy. And decree. And then it starts coming together. And behold, a shaking. And behold, a shaking. Everything starts to connect, Elder Trish. Everything starts, what the world would say, falling in place. Fitly joined together. All of a sudden, divine connections, people you don't know nothing about. Never met them before in your life. And all of a sudden, they connect to you. They connect to that revelation. They connect to the shaking. They're being shaken free from the 3D hindrance, the 3D distraction, or perhaps they are walking in the same place you are, but you all don't know each other, or even you knew each other years ago, but it wasn't the season, and now God connects. Now God connects. Arabakayabakata, they're coming! Not just to hear, they're coming into your life. People that are going to assist you, and you're going to assist them. Oh, Jesus. I don't know. I do know. I cannot be under this much clarity and you not get this. This is why the enemy fears your mouth. That's why he wants to shut you up. You been in that place where you just want to sit over in a corner? Just leave me alone. And you're staring. Staring. Nothing happening while you're staring. Well, there's things happening, but not what you want. None of you want to talk about it. Leave me alone. I'm with God. God ain't nowhere around. Hey, me and Mom Alberta were there last week. Told you about it. She's sitting in her chair. I'm sitting in my chair. And I looked at her, and she's telling me this, and I'm telling her that. And then finally, the Lord said, "What? Both of y'all talking, ain't nothing going in the right direction. Get up and praise me." And I looked at Mom Alberta. I said, "We need to get up and praise the Lord." She said, "I know it." I said, "Well, put some music on." She said, "You put it on." Ain't none of us moving. Neither one of us moving. We're just sitting there staring, knowing in ourselves we can't stay quiet. Knowing in ourselves this is the best time we've ever lived in, and that our harvest is right there at our doorstep. And I'm telling you, when we shook that thing off, when we shook it off and we stood up, all I did was lift my hands and I just went like that, and the Holy Ghost fell on me. And the word of the Lord came to me, and I said, Alberta, come here. She came over there. I put my arm around her, and she put her arm around me. And God says, I got this. Hallelujah. God's got this. But he needs our mouth. He needs our praise. He needs our thanksgiving. He needs our faith. Somebody shout. Somebody shake it up. Somebody shake it up. Divine connections are coming to your life. Hey! Make me do this, Lord. There are connections that only God can bring into your life. Elder Trish, Elder Buzz, First Assembly, years ago. Who knew that one day I'd be a pastor? They'd be elders of this church. God brought us together. Elder Family, Pastor Elizabeth. See those two over there? I don't see nobody over there. Go talk to them. Who knew? Who knew that we would live on their property for 3.5 years, starting this church, that we'd be here? Elder Rosalie starts popping in here and there. You got to understand, you better have a revelation. You got Elder Rosalie, because she listened to every little thing it said, even Englishly. But I welcome correction. I don't get offended when she comes up and says it's pronounced like this. I want to know that, because where God's going to take this ministry, I don't need to be sounding like some country hick the rest of my life. Hallelujah. Then Elder Shelley comes in. She stayed out of the first few battles, but she's surely had her opportunities to leave out of here. Who'd ever thought? Who'd ever thought? How'd you get here? Shirley comes in, hears me on radio, getting cassette tapes. And every now and then she'd sneak in for a service. Who'd ever thought? Arthur and Lisa, decades known them. Who'd ever think? How'd you get here? Right? Shaking going on. But God has saved the best wine till last. Oh, yeah. We're going to see them come in here, and they're going to be coming in. Some are just hungry for the word. Some are just hungry. Come on now. See? Hallelujah. Now, the Lord, Jesus. I have released in here this morning a divine connection shaken. God has anointed it, and it's in the house. And when I was right over there, and I said, Lord, why you make me do this? It's not for me, it's for you. To sow a divine connection shaking seed. See how that just goes? Get your seed ready, then we're going to shake things up. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're going to shake some things out of your life, and we're going to shake some things in your life. Glory, glory. Okay. Now, you know when your wife is sewing. Of course, she always sewing. Hallelujah. When you got that ready, just bring it up here and put it on the altar. On the altar. On the pulpit. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory,